I'm Neville DeGina.
And I'm Boston Kellner.
And we're here with...
Victoria Guinard.
So, Victoria is the first ever women's wrestling state champion at Pine Creek. So, kind of, when you were pushing for that state championship, did you realize that you kind of set that milestone at Pine Creek of being the first, like, female to do that? Or did you already know about it? Like, was that just, like, a bonus to you?
Oh, I already knew about it. In middle school, when I was wrestling at Corpus with Coach Danny, he'd constantly tell me, "You're going to go to Pine Creek, and you're going to win state, be the first state champion there." And I never believed him, and I guess it just kind of happened.
Kind of, have you been able to see, like, the evolution of girls wrestling, like, as it grows, being America's, like, fast and growing women's sport?
Yes, I have. I have a lot of friends who are already, like, at that world level at, like, age 18, and then I meet a lot of girls in wrestling who just start out, it's just, there's been a lot more girls over the years. In middle school, my brackets would be pretty small, and now the brackets are just growing, and there's more girls joining.
Do you also get to see, like, with these, with all these big tournaments, do you see more, like, inclusiveness, like, with girls wrestling? Like, I know at state now they have their own mat for girls wrestling. Was it always like that, or do you know that?
No, it wasn't always like that. I remember my sophomore year when I went to state. It was COVID year, but they weren't going to do it at the Pepsi Center anyways. They were just going to do it at some random high school. And I know years prior, I had friends who would have their state, but it'd just be at some high school. And then ever since my junior year, we started wrestling at state at the Pepsi Center.
So the girls' state wrestling tournaments were separate, like completely different venues from the boys' state?
Yeah, they were.
And first off, what I want to start with is congratulations. That's super cool, and it's always cool to me seeing someone or some team that is the first to have that title, like win a state championship mm-hmm. or win a tournament or anything like that. I think it's so cool that in the future as well, if another girl at our school, which I know the wrestling program here is great, and mm-hmm. I'm sure there will be another state champion here, hopefully in the soon future. So they'll say and look back that you were the first state champion, and yeah. That's so cool to me. And I want to ask you a question because I'm super big on the mental side of sports and everything, and I would like to ask, what was the mental preparation going into the tournament and maybe just going into the season as well?
So my mental preparation, I knew last year I was burnt out, which is pretty much sure the reason why I lost in the finals. And this year, my mindset about it was, you know, don't take it too seriously and just to have fun with each match. And whether I win or lose, just, you know, always put 100% out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So with you kind of like, I know last year you got second, you lost in the finals. Was that a big push for you this year?
Yeah, it was. Originally, the beginning of this season, I wanted to go back down and wait to wrestle her and, like, beat her this time because I know I was capable of it. I just wasn't in the good mindset for it, but I realized I didn't want to cut weight, so, yeah.
And then, not to keep bringing up the second place finish last year, because mm-hmm. obviously, I mean, you learn from failures and everything like that, and it's still a huge accomplishment, but going from last season at the end, maybe feeling that disappointment, mm-hmm. I'm sure, obviously, it's something tough to get over, but at the same time, you get over it, and this year, obviously, huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
So, but what was the preparation of just not even mental preparation, but, like, actually physical preparation from going from last season to the beginning of season?
Was it more about, like a technique type of thing, or was it more conditioning and strength?
It was definite, a little bit of technique for sure, just fine-tuning the little things that I would mess up on. But during my free time, I would lift or do whatever else I can to get better more than I did last year.
And with Pine Creek Girls Wrestling, we can kind of see, you know, our girls go to DCC and they're trying to form a girls team here. Do you think you would be, you'd be open to maybe helping out with kind of that process of opening a girls team at Pine Creek?
Yeah, I definitely am. I know in 2 years, one of the coaches at DCC, she's going to come by and start coaching for Pine Creek once we finally get our girls team in. And so when I finish college, I'd like to come back and be like an assistant coach or help out. So
is it already set in place that there's going to be a girls team?
Yeah, in like 2 years, I believe.
Okay. And then also with your teammate that goes here, Adriana Lopez, she's kind of in the same boat as you right now. She got second at state. Do you think you could help her probably get up to that first place her senior year, just like you did?
Oh, I definitely believe so. We wrestle with each other off season and all the time. We hang out. I think she'll definitely take the state title next year, you know. She just has to, you know, have that same mindset of, you know, winning doesn't completely matter. Just have fun and go out there and kill it.
And then you mentioned earlier about lifting and kind of training. And so I'm not super familiar with wrestling practices or anything. So I was just wondering if you could run us through like a typical day of practice or weightlifting training or just conditioning or anything.
Okay. So beginning of our DCC practices, we usually start off with a warm up, and then we go into technique or just regular drilling. And usually in the middle of it, we might do like like rope climbs, push ups, sit ups, squats. We'd get the little weight ball and we'd do some exercises with that.
Nice.
And then towards the end of practice, we'd go live. And then after live, we would run sprints or suicides.
Okay.
And yeah.
Nice. And for those that are not familiar with wrestling, live is kind of just like, you know, wrestling a normal match at practice. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then how many days a week is that?
It's 5 days a week. We wrestle every day from Monday to Friday. And then Saturdays, we'd have tournaments. And if we don't have a tournament that Saturday, we'd usually have a practice.
Got it.
Or like an optional practice.
That's great.
So last year you said you kind of lost because of that burnout mentality. Was it due to like kind of just wrestling all the time? Or was it more about the stressful junior year and the classes?
I think it was both. So my sophomore year, it was my COVID year. So we only had like 6 weeks in total of like season. So I was just super used to that, you know, short 6 week period. And then once it went longer, I was like, oh, this isn't too fun. And then it was just stress from other coaches having expectations of me. And I allowed it to get to my head. And yeah.
And then the last question I'll ask is, now that you are the champion, you're a state champion, and that must be such a great feeling. And what's it been like in this past week or so? That have you been getting a lot of people reaching out, or just like teachers congratulating students, or how's that feeling? And like, what's it been like afterwards?
It's been pretty good. It's definitely really nice to get that recognition from other people. It kind of just feels like, you know, I'm, you know, living my everyday life though. Like, it doesn't really change much.
For sure.
I know, like, after this week is over, I have to go back to, you know, wrestling and getting back to the drawing board. But it's definitely really nice for people to notice my win and all my achievements.
For sure. Yeah, that's so cool that you have that mentality too, is that you know that you have to get back to work and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of people may think, oh, you know, I won, and that's it for me. But that's cool that you have that mentality, and you got to go back to work. So,
yeah.
And then, actually, one more question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step for you now? What do you think, what are you going to do now? Like, are you going to try to wrestle in college, or are you going to, just what's the next step?
So, I know I'm going to be doing a couple tournaments. Next weekend, I'm going to Folkstyle Nationals, and I'm going to be representing Team Colorado on their dual team. I just want to do my best in that tournament, you know, try to win as many matches as I can, and having a good attitude. I am going to wrestle in college at Hastings College in Nebraska.
Nice.
And it's freestyle, so it'll definitely be fun. And yeah, just, you know, doing as many tournaments as I can and doing my best, maybe taking first in as many as I can. I'm going to go to Fargo Nationals in...
That's the biggest national tournament in the U.S. for wrestling.
Yeah.
You won last year, right?
I did. I didn't do too well because I didn't have the right mindset going into it. And I wasn't put in a good spot in the brackets. But I also went my sophomore year, and I went 2-2. I was one match away from placing there. But this year, I really want to place because I feel like I have the potential to.
Well, that's it for me. Yeah, all good. All right, well, thank you, Victoria, for coming in, and good luck on your future in wrestling and in academics.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much for your time. And like I said, congratulations, and that's awesome.
Thank you, guys.